Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
As Mike Tomlin has started Tuesdays at noon for almost 20 years. Good afternoon. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football is here. And that was Mike Tomlin giving you a big word salad on Aaron Rodgers. Now, there were, I guess, some things in there, but he didn't say he'll play. He didn't say he won't play. He didn't designate him probable, questionable, or doubtful, any of that stuff. That'll happen on Friday. He gave you the checklist of things he needs to do. He also peeled back some of the curtain that had been reported as far as Rodgers wanting to go back into the game, Rodgers telling Tomlin directly, I guess yesterday, that he wants to play in this game on Sunday. And Tomlin even saying it was a fractured wrist, like giving it fracture and broken wrist the same thing. I fracture my wrist. Is it the same thing as saying I have a broken wrist? Are they synonyms, guys?
There is no medical difference.
Okay.
According just very quickly to a Google, I always thought of when somebody said fracture, though, I thought it was less serious than break.
Fracture sounds like a worse word, though.
Break implies to me, like, I got the highlighter here in front. Like, imagine the highlighter.
And now it's in two pieces?
The cap.
Yeah.
Fracture is like the cap is coming off, but it's still attached to at least part of the bone. That's how I think of it.
So there's no degrees to it? It's the same thing?
A stress fracture is not as bad as just snapping your ankle or snapping like a bone in your foot in half.
Uh-huh.
Stress fracture is like a crack, a fissure. So when they say fracture, I assume that means not as bad. You could see broken wrist. I don't know. Pony would be like his wrist is at like a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be a suggestion that it was not so good.
So do you want me right now to make the case for why it's a slam dunk for Aaron Rodgers to play? Or would you rather me give you the devil's advocate for Mason Rudolph? What do you want?
Are you saying why it's a, like, you're asking me, do I want you to make the case based on the evidence you have available to you why he will play?
Why not only will he play, but why it's the best move for him to play?
Well, I think the will he play almost was given away by Tomlin today. But I want to hear the first one. I don't want to hear the devil's advocate, because usually devil's advocate's my job.
But you're not really Mason Rudolph's advocate. So I don't know
if you don't.
Well, I want to just maybe.
All right, go make the devil's advocate.
Okay, I want to walk back something I said at the beginning of yesterday's show. I said at the outset of the reaction to the Bengals game that I wanted Aaron Rodgers to play against the Bears, and I still largely do. And the reason why was because Rodgers had the voluminous history of success against the Bears. He owns them, he scores touchdowns, and then shouts things at Bears fans, including older women there who were moms and grandmas in the front row, that he was the Bears' daddy and things like that while doing his discount double check sign. Okay, so he has laughed at them, he has mocked them, he has toyed with them for years. And given the Steelers' lack of success in Chicago, I like the psychology of going with the guy who always wins there. But here is the devil's advocate to me, and I think I probably undersold this yesterday. I don't really think I'll speak for myself. I don't think I've really done it justice just how well Mason Rudolph has played when he's gone in and been the Steelers quarterback ever since he started that Christmas Eve game against the Bengals 2 years ago. I ran the stats on it. His passer rating is 120.04 in those four games. Drake May right now leads the NFL in passer rating. His passer rating is 113.2. Yes, it's a small sample size. Yes, it's probably not, you know, anything that's worth thinking, oh my God, if he played a 17-game season, he'd be in the MVP conversation. But it's so unbelievably good, man, to the point where he is, on that metric, the best quarterback in the NFL when he played in what now amounts to a quarter of the season. I have to at least now second guess myself, like, wait a minute. I'm this sure that they should play a 41-year-old quarterback with a broken wrist over a guy that's been better than any quarterback in the league when he's played here over the last two-plus seasons? It probably isn't that black and white, Chris. And I think you kind of danced around that a little bit yesterday when you started the show. Like, hey, he's going to be compromised. And if he's compromised, we've laughed at Kabali for this. But by the numbers, they literally do have the best backup quarterback in the NFL behind him. So there's all, I mean, that's probably, I know he's a sentimental favorite now, and you liken him to Marc-Andre Fleury, now that was fair in terms of like a guy's rise and fall and rise again, but you have a great option on your bench.
They have an option. I think what's interesting about his games is that he managed to do something that the Steelers don't really do a lot with their quarterbacks, or haven't done a lot since Roethlisberger was really closer to his prime, and even in his prime, he was thrown at a ton. You know what Mason did in those last four regular season games he's played now, either come into or act like actually been the starter? He hasn't even attempted 30 passes. Not once. He did in the Bills playoff game.
Yeah.
He was forced into being way less efficient. He has been like shockingly efficient at throwing the football. 17 to 27, 18 to 24, 18 to 20. You get into this year, it's obviously he doesn't throw it nearly. He doesn't even, attempt 20 passes, 12 of 16. He's been a very efficient passer. That makes me wonder if that can continue, I guess. Like, it's almost been too perfect, if that makes sense. He's come in and just been so clean with almost everything he's done that because of his overall track record.
So you feel he's due for a bad game?
It's kind of the way people talk about, like, the other shoe dropping. When a team is outperforming expectations, at some point they have to come back to earth if there isn't a reputational part of it.
Yeah.
And once in a while, you'll get something like the 99 Rams greatest show on turf where it just never does come back to earth. Like, Kurt Warner just stayed that awesome the entire time because he had a great supporting cast and he himself was great. Mason Rudolph, to say what I said yesterday again, has not been, in football terms, lustily pursued by the rest of the league for his services.
Right.
Which makes me think that it's more likely than not that he will at some point come back to earth and you'll get a stinker out of him at a very inopportune time. That's kind of my rebuttal to the idea that he's been spectacular, essentially, in his last four games of significant action.
Yeah, that he's bad, that he's due for a bad game, I said.
He does not have enough of a track record to suggest that he is beyond being, quote, due for a bad game.
Which I agree with, but right now you are dealing with someone who's, I would say, kind of struggling. He isn't 100%. And whenever Mason Rudolph goes in, two things happen. He doesn't turn the ball over, which Tomlin loves, and they win the games he plays in. Like, that's, to me, like, that's a pretty, compelling argument for a guy to play if the quarterback isn't 100%.
Well, the turnover part of it is huge because Tomlin, my God, waxed poetic about their ball security, their ability. Dennis Allen, a Dennis Allen unit that just loves to force turnovers. Would you consider doing the, what was it? Was it Landry Jones, I guess, starts the game while Ben is on the bench and then Landry immediately gets hurt? In this case, it would be Mason's not very good and Aaron Rodgers gets to ride the white horse. I don't think Rodgers would go for that.
Steelers-Browns game. Of course. And Ben came in and threw for 300 yards and was great in that game. Would I consider it? Yeah, I mean, I still am leaning Rodgers, but I'm not as firm or as convicted about it as I was when we started the show yesterday. Your backup quarterback has played great. And when was the last time Rodgers played well? The Bengals Thursday night game. He did his job against the Colts. It wasn't a really hard job to do. because of how many turnovers they forced. And I get it. Rudolph got two defensive touchdowns in that game. Great. But the two times he had the ball, they marched down the field and scored touchdowns. So, it's a continuation. He picked up where he left off. I can't. Those are facts. You know, like, that. Take the emotion out of it. Take fan sentiment out of it. The facts are, if we look at the last, say, 10 quarters they've played as quarterback in a Steelers uniform, Mason Rudolph has outperformed Aaron Rodgers. Now, Mason Rudolph's is spread out, and it's disjointed, and it's broken up over 2 years.
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Because there was a stinker of a year in the middle there where he didn't play for them.
I don't hold that against him whatsoever.
Do
just
you
like
ding him at all because he was playing against a, and I'm being generous here, horse crap defense on Sunday?
No, because Aaron Rodgers played against the same defense, and Rudolph was better.
I mean, so, the Bears' defense isn't very good either.
No, I know, but Chris, think about it then. Like, if you say, okay, don't give, you know, let's not inflate Mason Rudolph because he did it against the Bengals' defense, well, then you've really got to come down on Rodgers for not looking good against that defense. I think. You can't have it both ways.
No, I don't think Rodgers looked all that good. I think my main argument against him was if he's compromised in any way, and I felt like Tomlin was trying to thread that needle, I would play Rudolph as the best of two average options. But it sounds like your opinion here isn't so much that Rudolph is the better of two, you know, middling options. It sounds like you're starting to talk yourself into the idea that maybe if they let him play,
I think for this
he's
going
to go in there and ball out.
I think for this game, they have two good options, yeah. I actually do. You're
good
right.
Good options.
Yes.
But you've just admitted that Rodgers hasn't been playing all that well.
I know, but I still put stock in how great he's done against the Bears for his career.
I'm surprised that you put that. I understand there's the football mysticism of, well, he just maybe is comfortable in that stadium and gets gassed up to play. But how much similarity does this Bears team bear to the last time he played them and beat up on them, and which would have been 2022, I think?
I would say probably a lot because he's not playing against their offense. He's playing against their
but
defense.
How much of their defense have they turned over?
No, but
in
the
three
point
years?
Is their defense was bad then and it's bad now.
But it's different bad. I mean,
okay. Is it better bad?
I'm just saying, Dennis Allen wasn't running it back in 22.
Okay.
So,
but when he was
beating
them in 2014, I'm guessing the defense wasn't the same as it was in 2022. Of course it evolves. But the laundry's the same and the stadium's the same.
I know,
and he's comfortable there.
The thing that's more in line is not that he played the Bears all that time. It's that really good Aaron Rodgers was still the quarterback. Like, prime Aaron Rodgers versus most teams was really good.
Yeah.
More so than, I think that's a more reasonable explanation if I'm being kind of doing sober analysis on why he kills the Bears.
But I think even when Ben was on the downside of his career, he beat the Browns. You know?
Other than one particular game.
You get it, though. Donnie, do you think it's black and white here? It's got to be Rodgers, or do you think that there's merits to both? I mean, that's pretty much my point here, is that I don't think that it's... I think I overstated it yesterday. I don't think it's clear and obvious that it has to be Rodgers on Sunday if we're actually looking at this dispassionately.
I think it gives them a good backup plan, Mason Rudolph, that is. If they do play Aaron Rodgers and maybe he re-aggravates something, or if you even want to say he has just an absolute dud of a first half and they think it has to do with the injury, then they bring in a guy who is pretty comfy in their offense. But I think you go with Aaron Rodgers in the game if he's able to go. I mean, I know that he wants to play. All of these guys will want to play. But if he is actually cleared and able to go,
okay,
I'm going to start that guy.
Agreed. But does anybody actually believe the following statement? Aaron Rodgers gives the Steelers a much better chance to win on Sunday. Much better. Does anybody believe
better,
that?
Not much better. Better.
Yeah.
If they... What's the line right now?
3.
And it started at 1.5?
Yeah.
If it was defined that Rudolph was the starter, what would that line do?
I think it'd move a little bit towards the Bears, but I don't think it would move much. A
couple of points?
I don't even know about that.
1.5, 4.5 maybe?
It's already at 3. I mean, it's tough to get from 3 to 3.5. Maybe it would.
I mean, I think
maybe
that
it would move a half point, but I don't think it would move much more than that.
I think that the people who set these odds, the odds makers, would view Rudolph as an inferior option.
I would agree with that, but Chris, we know the odds makers don't value Aaron Rodgers that much because their win total in Vegas didn't change when he signed before the season started.
True.
It was the same exact thing after he got here. So they don't think he's any good. They think he's washed, basically. Look at the division odds the whole time.
I think if you were going to
start, they basically think he's played above his head the entire season.
I think
at 41
if you were
going to
start Rudolph, you should just declare it now. Put the game plan in for him. Tomlin alluded to that, like stuff he likes and is comfortable with. You should just do it now. Like I guess they're going to let him probably take all the reps at the ones because it's very obvious that they don't think Rodgers actually needs them. If he can go, he can go. But man, if you're you got to tailor a game plan with the idea that you're light on your feet and you're ready for Rudolph to be the man.
I think it's a close call. I'd go Rodgers over Rudolph, but barely. How about you? 412-928-9370. Here's Rich in Brentwood. Hello, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would start Mason, and I would start him just because I feel like Rodgers needs to rest, and this is a perfect time to do it. He's hurt. And
why is it a perfect time to do it? The Bears have won 7 of 8. They're 7-3, man. Like, and they seem like a team that is getting better as the year goes on.
I see what you're saying, but I'm saying because he's hurt, that's why. You might as well rest him.
But if he's hurt,
so you have him for the long haul.
But if he's hurt, but hold on, if he's hurt and it's strictly Rich a pain tolerance issue, that's what it ends up being. Then is he really hurt, or is it just can he manage the pain?
It sounds like to me, Rich, you're just looking for an excuse to play Mason some more, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I don't mind Mason at all, but I do feel like
if this team had to win one game tomorrow and the players were equally healthy, would you take Rodgers or Mason?
If we had to win one game, I would take Rodgers.
Okay.
I agree, 100%. Right. However, that's not the situation.
No,
so
I understand. I was trying to gauge how
you view both quarterbacks.
I was trying to get a level set.
Like, I'll give you another hypothetical. If Rudolph goes on the road and beats the Bears and looks good, do you rest Rodgers some more against the Bills?
If he's 100% healthy, then you bring him back. But at least you get Mason some game time in the meantime.
I'm going to just hang up on you here for a second. And when we come back, I said I had some reasons why it was a slam dunk Rodgers plays and why you can expect him to play well. And it has nothing to do with his experience against the Bears, by the way. And I'm just curious because the more I think about it, I don't think it's an easy call, Rodgers or Mason Rudolph.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
You're not ruling out Aaron, the possibility he could play.
No, I'm not.
Friday be the first day that he would test it? Is that kind of where you are?
That's just what I have in my mind. There hadn't been anything. I know he's not working tomorrow, but certainly I assume it's going to be a little later in the week. And in the meanwhile, it'll give us an opportunity to really get solid with a plan and physical preparation around the other two.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So that's another part of it. If you believe practice makes perfect and the things you do during the week set you up to play well on Sunday, there is Mike Tomlin basically saying, look, I can get 3 good practice days out of Mason Rudolph and have him ready for this game. No bones about it because he's healthy. Or roll the dice with Rodgers getting 1 practice day on Friday where he... Probably it's more about just is he able to do it than it is.
It's functionality, not like actual readiness.
Yeah, it's not him installing the game plan kind of thing and getting up to speed on that. It's more just can he play with a broken wrist and getting comfortable with that, taking snaps, moving around, that kind of thing. What were you going to say?
Is it okay that I'm annoyed with the way that question was asked and the phrasing of it? Vague enough phrasing, wide enough for Mike to drive a truck through. Just say, is Aaron your starting quarterback this Sunday as of right now? Isn't that am I wrong? Am I being a complete a-hole?
So wait, you don't like that? The first part or the second part?
I just thought Jerry's question was like, obviously his status is everyone's like biggest issue going in.
Yeah.
And the way he asked the question just, I felt like, allowed Mike to say whatever the hell he wanted. Instead of, I think later it was just straight up from Ashley Liotis, is Aaron cleared to play? Which is a much more direct question, I would think. I don't know. I'm not in there. I shouldn't do the ombudsman of the press conference thing. But I just felt like it was a very weird way to ask something about his status, which is what everyone wanted to know.
I think if you had asked him, are you acting right now like Mason Rudolph is going to be your starting quarterback on Sunday, I would have liked what he
yes,
liked to hear
either,
that.
Pick either one. Are you acting like Mason Rudolph is your starter right now, or are you preparing right now like Aaron Rodgers is going to be your starter? Instead, it was, hey, are you just, what do you want to say about it?
Here's GP on the fan. Hello, GP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
They're going to be starting Rodgers. It's not even a question. This is Tomlin just messing with the press. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna. It doesn't matter if he practices or not. Even if he practices on Friday,
I agree with you. But my question is more along the lines of your personal preference on things. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is gonna play. Barring some kind of cataclysmic accident, I think he'd have to get hit by a truck basically on his way to practice one of these days to not play. I agree with you. But yeah, I'm asking if people think that that's the right move when we now know some of the new information. It is fractured. He's really not going to practice this week. And let's face it, Mason Rudolph has played great when he's been called upon.
I agree. But he's going to go with the guy that they signed, and he's got the pedigree.
Do you think that's a mistake or not?
No, I don't think it's a mistake.
Okay, thank you. Here is Mike in Wexford. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, so here's my deal. If Rodgers plays, he doesn't have a fracture. Everyone's saying he has a fracture wrist. He's 41 years old. The dude won't be able to take a snap or a hit. If he takes a hit and falls, he's going to ruin his arm.
That's actually that's actually not true.
Why is that not true?
Because we've seen quarterbacks with fractured wrists on their non-throwing hand play immediately, with no time off or rest or any kind of surgery or anything like that. Obviously,
at 41 years old.
Well, what difference does it make? Like, you think your bones at
fragile? Yeah, you're a lot more fragile as you get older, for sure.
You agree with that, Chris? You think it's?
I mean, I think that everyone gets older and no one goes in reverse and starts to like become incredibly durable. But I think football players are a lot different than the average person. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is taking calcium supplements for osteoporosis.
Here's a guy who played all of last year with a fractured wrist on his non-throwing hand. Are you ready for it?
Josh Allen. Yeah, I knew that.
Exactly.
No, he's a lot younger than Rodgers, though, so that really doesn't defeat the caller's point.
No, but no.
You can absolutely do the job with a fractured non-throwing.
Right. I mean, there's only like three other quarterbacks in the NFL who were starters at his age, so I'd have to look at in that exact season.
I don't think
season.
Brady played. You know what? Brady actually, here's a good example. Brady won a Super Bowl with a torn MCL. Remember when he was drunk on that boat, he had the knee brace on, and then we found out he had his knee cleaned up?
But
he did play an entire year with a torn MCL. And that's your platform on which you're throwing. If anything, I think your MCL, either one of them, is more important than your off wrist.
The one thing that Allen had to do differently was that he took way more snaps from the shotgun than he did under center. And the Steelers right now are in shotgun 66% of the time. So two-thirds of the time they're already doing it. And they have the fifth lowest play action rate in the NFL.
So they like to let him already stand back there and just try to pick apart the defense.
So it's not like their offense is going to change very much. The only questions you have are ball security and
pain. And just is pain. The question about pain tolerance is very simple. It's, will his level of pain tolerance affect the way he's willing to play the position as far as taking hits, standing in to make plays, etc.?
Well, if we were coming off the Chargers game, I would be a little bit worried about that, but I thought he was actually, I didn't think he was skittish and anxious in there against Cincinnati. I didn't think that was his problem.
As far as this whole discussion goes, not that every bad defense is created equally, but one of the arguments that could be used theoretically against Rudolph is that all of his really good games have largely been against really bad defenses, except the Buffalo game in the playoffs where he played a better defense and his numbers were worse. But this is a garbage defense that they're playing.
Yeah.
The Bears
they just get turnovers.
Like, if your whole rubric is, well, he shouldn't play, he's only done it against good defense or against bad defenses, he's got another one right in the crosshairs. Don't let Mike Tomlin leading with their defense fool you. They suck on that side of
Here's
the ball.
Here's Dave in Indiana. Hello, Dave.
All right, guys. So I'm going to say this as a Bears fan my entire life, right? The Bears defense sucks. Now, that being said, Aaron Rodgers has never lost to the Bears ever, I don't think. But nobody is talking about this, and nobody should because it will never happen. But what I would do is, and don't laugh at me, I'd start Will Levis. There's no tape on him.
He's not on the team. Thank you. You may be thinking of Will Howard. I would start Will Levis.
Can I ask you a question in your just an opinion?
Ate bananas with the peel
no,
on?
No, he ate coffee with mayo in it.
He did both.
Yeah, bananas with the... Which one's weirder?
The banana with... No,
I'd rather
God.
Do the banana and the peel on it. I don't think I could... I love mayo
off and... Coffee with mayo is
weirder. I love mayo and I love coffee. Mayo in a sandwich, delicious. I even in a pinch could eat a sandwich while drinking coffee as separate entities.
I just even think about the strings on the banana peel that I don't like that get stuck on the banana sometimes.
Think of how much fiber's in that peel. You'll be regular for weeks. Can I just...
Think about how much... Between the two, the coffee with mayonnaise and the bananas with peels.
Can I just?
It's probably shooting out of there like a damn fire hose.
Can I just get this out of the way? Do you think he workshopped? I'm sure he misspoke and said, he meant to say Will Howard. Does that call, that opinion, that take, get workshopped with his buddies? Or is this the time he's workshopping it? What are the sports guys going to say? Hey, there's no tape on this player who's literally never taken a snap with an NFL uniform on. In a game of any substance whatsoever, exhibition or otherwise, I think they should go to him.
Just throw him for a loop.
There'll be nothing will surprise that team that's 7-1 in its last 8 more than seeing Will Howard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Out there.
All right, it's time for an impromptu Bucko Minute because we have breaking Pirates news, hot stove news from baseball's biggest insider, Jeff Passan. Before we get to that, you can listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch us on X on Twitter. I just retweeted the link to watch the video. We also have 93.7 The Fan on YouTube, which shows a live video cast of the show, which oftentimes includes our guests on video. Mike Florio. Bill Hillgrove gets on the video system.
To be fair, you're watching it on Twitter, too, and it's the same deal. You can see it.
Hillgrove gets on there, doing some practice reps on the video, I believe, yesterday.
He was just testing his connection, which I thought was like a veteran move, making sure he had new Wi-Fi, I guess, and he was testing his connection. Pony, how about Twitter going down for like an hour this morning, I guess? There's that Cloudflare site that supports apparently 2/3 of the internet.
Okay.
I just was like wondering if people were in shambles. Like, you're usually trying to fire off tweets around
that
time of the morning. Like in the 8 to 10-ish two-hour window or so?
That was my little gym time with Stella.
Little gym?
Yeah. So I tend not to go on Twitter when we're in there working up a sweat.
What kind of stuff do they have her do at the little gym?
Tumbling.
Is she a big tumbling fan?
Using the uneven bars, things of that nature.
Nice. Yeah.
I want to thank everybody who came out to our Marconi Award event last night. I did learn a lot about some of our listeners and even hosts that I didn't know. It was brought to my attention by a listener that they showed up at a coffee house in Mount Lebanon and Starkey was there to perform?
Oh, yeah. I think he
acoustically?
Did.
Acoustically? Did
yeah,
you know this,
Yeah, I think
this,
he
Donnie?
Did like an open mic type of thing
I
once.
I did hear this story at
and,
some point.
And he just sang like, leaving on a jet plane.
Well, so just from having been scarred.
Goes, this little ditty's called Leaving yeah. on a Jet Plane. It just showed up and said, hi, my name's Joe. I'm going to be singing for you guys. It just went through
his... Did he have his guitar and everything?
I think so, yeah.
He can play,
that's
obviously can play a little...
Life.
Yeah, well, that's the scarring that I went through, the psychic scarring working with him. I just imagine him, like, unpacking his stuff, sitting up there, like, getting, like a coffee to get him completely insane, and then, yeah, that's what you get for loving me.
Is he going to go out this holiday season and see if he can get to a coffee house and perform some of his
well
Christmas hits like Malzie the Snowman?
So,
he does that thing, I'm dreaming of a white. Yeah.
here's
he gets his voice super deep. You know what I'm talking about, Donnie?
And then he does that. And then, like, does he ever play any originals? Like, here's a little one. I'm trying to flesh it out, but here's the hook. I'm a horticulture expert. I'm a horticulture guy.
I don't know. I mean, that would be unbelievable if you just walked into a place to get coffee and there's Joe doing his thing. I think that takes balls, man.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, I laugh, but, like, he can carry a tune when he's actually trying.
Like performers do?
I don't know if he did that.
What?
He can absolutely carry a tune.
They open up their guitar case and hope that people throw some singles in there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how about there's that random acoustic guitar in the back, and the one day he just picks it up and he just plays it pretty flawlessly. Like, he's not doing anything crazy, but still.
No, he's playing basic stuff, though, that, like, a lot of, like, singer-songwriters would do. And then he loves it when old Malzie gets going and makes some lyrics to, I'll alter the lyrics to popular songs to fit the order of the day. And I think, Don, this is all redacted for the air, but I think I've had him very quickly in stitches with some very quick impromptu verses that I've spun together. He and I could be a devastating team at the holidays. Okay.
Well, apparently he's out and about. Going
good for
to
him.
Places to perform.
In all seriousness, good for him.
All right. Jeff Passan.
Yes.
2026 MLB offseason preview. Talking about how this will be the winter of spending and fireworks and all those things, and then said this. Nowhere is that clearer than with the unlikeliest of winter spenders, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then he adds this nugget. The Pirates were primed to spend more than twice their biggest contract in the last decade is Francisco Liriano.
Mm-hmm.
Passan says they were positioned to give nearly twice that to free agent first baseman Josh Naylor before he re-signed in Seattle for 5 years and $92.5 million. Basically saying they were the runner-up on him.
They were overpaying on a per-year basis but underpaying on the total term. Naylor's 28. Naylor's coming off a 20 home run season. That's not exactly a hitter friendly park either. Seattle's for righties, maybe a little more than lefties. He was a 3-win player last year. For anybody that does wonder about this stuff, $25 million a year would be a slight overpay for 3 wins.
Yep.
But if he was like a 4 or 5 win player, that's actually what like 1 win is pretty
much. All
right,
so they lost out on Naylor. Is that going to be the only thing we hear about? Oh, we were close.
Well, do you believe it? You believe it? That's the other question. Guy with legitimate thump in his bat, like actually could hit 30 home runs for you.
I guess I do. Here's why I believe it.
Because Passan has ripped the
absolute
hell out of them.
Because I think if Passan looked at it as complete bunk, he wouldn't write it.
I agree with that. I think a lot of people listening to this have already said, it's just the usual. They're leaking stuff out like this. Ben Cherington wants it to make it look like he's in it to win it here. They want to look like they're in it to win it, but... Of all the insiders, I honestly think if Passan thought he was just being fed a bill of goods for PR's sake, I actually think he would write that.
Here's the next one. The demand for Kyle Schwarber is high, which is no surprise considering he won't get more than a 5-year deal because of his age and positional inflexibility as a full-time DH. Teams have made that abundantly clear that they're interested, and all the obvious suitors are out there. The Phillies are fiending to re-sign him, and not-so-obvious teams are interested. Yes, Pittsburgh is in on Kyle Schwarber as well. Schwarber wants more than $30 million a year, 56 homers and 130 RBI last year. Could you imagine if the Pirates signed him to a three-year, $90 million contract?
I can't,
the
actually.
Kind of buzz that would do here?
No, I actually can't imagine that. Who would be the first person to say he only hits 240 or he's a career 230 hitter? How early would we get one of those?
Oh, we get some old-timer who called in and said that for sure.
You know who I don't think would say that if they signed Schwarber? I think Chuck in Uniontown would be pumped because I think he knows money.
I think every Pirate fan with half a brain would be pumped. They haven't had a guy hit 40 home runs in a season since Stargell in 73.
Kyle Schwarber has hit 187 home runs in the last 4 years of his career.
Yeah. Okay, here's the next
one.
How
many Pirates have hit 187 home runs in 4 years ever?
There's actually more. This entire article is about the Pirates. The Pirates are strongly considering giving 19-year-old Connor Griffin the opportunity to win their big league shortstop job out of spring training. Hasn't played at AAA. Minor league player of the year in 2025. Screw it. Like a Juan Soto type. Somebody like that, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, he's a phenom. Who cares about arbitration clocks and contracts? You're good. We're not going to slow play it. You're in there to start the season. We don't have a shortstop. Take the ball and run with it, kid.
It's just weird that all this is coming from Passan, who I really don't think is given to giving the Pirates any breaks on anything at any point. So I'm left with the battle between my typical skepticism about something like this, because we've seen this before and every team does it. It's not just the Pirates.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in on this guy. But like, I think Passan would, if he thought they were full of it, would literally write, the Pirates are trying to telegraph that they're in, that they were in on these things.
The Pirates
industry
are,
sources are telling me they were not.
The Pirates are purposefully
leaking information about things that they're not actually planning on doing, knowing
putting
that
in
they
bids that they know are not going to get the player, so, just to say they tried.
The only other thing, though, is I think Passan's very well connected. I mean, he's the big name. He's the Schefter of baseball. Nobody that covers the team locally seems to think that their payroll is going to go up very much.
Yeah, Mackey said $90 million, and he's been quiet as a church mouse on all this, which is very surprising.
I don't care what kind of trades you would make to take some money off the books. If you were just to humor me, add Kyle Schwarber at $30 million a year, your payroll's going up. I can't find
Donnie,
$30 million worth of players.
Do you take back everything you've said about them if they have Schwarber and Griffin on the opening day roster? I think you have to. All of a sudden, I'd say,
no
Bob
question.
Nutting, you're the man.
If he signed Kyle Schwarber to 3 years, $90 million, and Kyle Schwarber was leading off for the Pirates, because that's what he did for the Phillies for most of the year, right?
I love Schwarber.
Can you imagine the pop if Skeens is pitching on opening day and it's at home? Is it at home already? I don't even remember. The home opener, Skeens is pitching, whenever it is. He sets him down 1-2-3, and Schwarber hits a dinger into the Allegheny River.
There's a drive to deep right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that ball still hasn't landed.
I think that ball's the one that dented the windshield of that American Airlines flight or whatever, where the pilot got half sucked out of there for a second.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, everyone was okay. That's why I'm bringing it up. But yeah, that thing.
Okay.
That thing is a space object that might make contact with Pluto someday.
There's actually one more here. The two best hitters in Japanese baseball are expected to join Major League Baseball, including a guy who broke Sadaharu Oh's single-season Japanese home run record.
How would a Kokep pronounce that name? Sadaharu Oh.
Sadaharu Oh. And here
Wait
we go.
For the Yomiuri Giants.
Among the teams interested, Mets, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, Texas Rangers, and yes, even the Pirates.
See, that one I feel
it's unbelievable, dude.
That one comes off as less credible just because I think it's easy to say, yeah, of course we want to get him in there. The Naylor stuff
be an L.A. Dodger.
The Naylor stuff seems very specific, and even the Schwarber stuff I can believe because maybe, they know he torched them years ago.
Are you starting to get excited for a little bucko offseason baseball? I got to admit, I am.
Not yet.
This got me jazzed up.
I got to see something. There's gotta got
to
be like something.
I need to actually do it.
I mean, there's got to be some movement here. God, if they signed Schwarber to that kind of a deal, I'd crap a brick. I would be like,
I'm going to hold you to that.
Physically that. Poop out a brick? That's going to be a tough one. Too much
let's
fiber in my diet.
Let's raise some money for Butts. Malsy has to crap out a brick.
Malsy works to shape it into a brick after he's done.
There's a South Park episode about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.